Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. No obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you. Today's guest battled diabetes and struggled with being a solo parent after divorce. But her resilience, her strength, and her determination will help you put into perspective what it means, what it really means to be a solo mom. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head. My guest today is Tracy Herbert. Thank you for coming and speaking to us today, Tracy. I appreciate you.
I'm so looking forward to this conversation. This is near and dear to my heart.
Okay. All right. So before we start talking about what you do, which is a lot, could you tell us who is Tracy?
I am a person that is encouraging people to have hope no matter their circumstances, their age, their diagnosis, marital status, all of those things, because without hope, we have nothing. And that's what I want people to know about Tracy is she's the hope person that says you can do it no matter what your obstacles are.
Yeah, makes sense. Amen. Thank you for that. All right. So I was reading your bio just now, and your it says Tracy is a leading authority on health and wellness. She's a transformational health and longevity coach, professional speaker, best-selling author, podcast host, and diabetes advocate. You're also a sought-after speaker that sees you appearing frequently on TV shows. So quite popular and quite busy lady. But the most important thing that I see here, if I may say so, is that you are a grandmother of six. And yes, and you believe in living your living life to the fullest, no matter your age or diagnosis. So tell me, Tracy, what inspired you to go down this path of health and wellness?
At the age of 17, I was lying in a hospital bed fighting for my life. I was in ICU. The noises were scary. I had no clue what was going on, except I knew I was very, very sick. And the doctor walks in, he puts his hands on his hips and he says, "Young lady, you've got juvenile diabetes. You're going to be dead in 20 years. You're going to die with horrible complications. You will have your legs amputated. You'll be on dialysis. You'll go blind." I mean, yada, yada, yada. He kept going and going.
Wow, nice.
And he said, "You're never going to be able to have children." And as he turned around and walked out of the hospital room, I was sitting there thinking, what did he just say? I didn't even get to ask any questions. But he said, "You're going to have to learn how to give yourself shots several times a day, because there isn't a cure." And he walked out. And I had no hope, which is why I'm a firm believer that we have to have hope no matter what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there just shocked. Now we call it type 1 diabetes. There are several kinds of diabetes. We're not going to go into that because that's not what this is about. But when I was diagnosed, I had to learn how to give myself shots, like I said, multiple times a day. And I was going to a movie the first time I'd gotten out of the hospital. I was 17, senior in high school, and all my friends and I were going to a movie. And as I walked in, I remember my mom saying, "Don't eat anything." Now, she didn't say it because we didn't have any money. She just said it because she was helping me learn discipline. And so what I did was I walked up to the concession stand clerk while all my friends were getting soft drinks, candy, popcorn. And I asked for a small cup so I could get a drink out of the water fountain. And the concession stand clerk said, "No." And I said, "Oh, I'll be glad to pay for the cup." This was way before diet soft drinks, way before bottled water, way before any of this stuff. And she said, "No." And I just, all of the anxiety, the fear, the depression all came out, and I'm running out to my car. Why me? I mean, I'm literally screaming this. Why me? I got home and I was laying in bed sobbing, thinking, well, my life is over. And all of a sudden I said, "Tracy, you have two choices. You can be better or you can be bitter. And what are you going to choose?" And at that moment, at 17 years old, I said, "I choose to be better." And that's what I've been doing for the last 47 years now, just trying to be better every day, trying to encourage people no matter what you're going through. I went through a horrific divorce, and I was a solo mom for many, many, many years. And that was just one little avenue of my journey. But my journey has been going on for my whole life because we have to have the right mindset, mm-hmm. no matter what we're struggling with. And you have to say, "I can do it. I can do blank no matter what. I can do this no matter what." So that's kind of just a quick little snapshot of what I'm all about and what led me to where I am today.
Wow. So you didn't take the doctor's diagnosis as God-given, did you?
No.
You didn't listen.
No, I didn't.
Right? Okay, good.
No. No, because doctors are often wrong. And back then, you know, in the mid-70s, we thought doctors were everything. But I'm glad I didn't listen to it. But it is funny because all the doctors I meet, either I'm speaking from stage or on podcasts or whatever, the first thing they ask is, "What are you doing and what are you still alive?" And so it's just my belief. I have a strong belief system in faith. I'm a very faith-filled person. So it's easy for me to understand that why I'm still alive, because I still have things that I need to accomplish in my life before I die. So that's just kind of the way I feel.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to listen to two things: your body, which mm-hmm. was created to take care of us.
Right.
And I often argue with people and tell them that God gave me this body.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give it to a doctor. He gave it to mm-hmm. me. And there's a reason he gave it to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you, you know, inspiring us to think more, you know, in that respect, because a lot of times we get a diagnosis and we just succumb to
Absolutely.
Hopelessness. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And without hope, we have nothing. That's the problem. And I started realizing, when I started writing my book, my first book, I started realizing, okay, Tracy, why are you still alive? And what have you learned? And what's interesting is it came into my 3M formula. And if y'all don't hear anything else today, this is so important and will transform your life, because I have more energy in my 60s than I even had in my 30s. That's very unusual for most people. But what it is mind, mouth, and move. Like I mentioned earlier, we have to have the right mindset, because that without the right mindset, we are going to fall.
Yeah.
And then mouth, we have to learn to eat to live. Don't live to eat. And move, we have to get off our chairs and move more. Now, I'm not talking about running a marathon. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm just saying we got to get up, go for a walk. Go dancing, garden, whatever you enjoy doing, because if you enjoy doing it, you're going to do it over and over again.
Yes. Yes. And it's all about discipline and taking responsibility mm-hmm. for who you are, right?
Right. Yeah. And making the right choices, you know, without the right choices, you're going to choose blank, something that you like to eat, or you can choose something healthy. Fill in the blank, you know, what are you going to eat? And when you start making the small little changes every day, you're going to start transforming your body and your life more than you can even imagine. And it's not that difficult. We tend to think it's difficult, but it's really not.
Yeah. All right. So we talk about your 3 M's and your shifting mindset regarding your mm-hmm. diagnosis with type 1 diabetes. What prompted you to start cycling? Was that part of your M? Was that your third M?
Yes. Yes. And I was always an athlete, even before I was diagnosed. I always loved sports, doing the kind of sport things. I loved running. I loved riding my bicycle. And so every decade after 20 years of living with diabetes, I decided to do something epic to celebrate. And so for my 20th anniversary of my diagnosis, because I choose to be better, not bitter. And at this time I was 37 and I signed up for a bicycle ride for just 100 miles, just a 100-mile bicycle ride, and enjoyed it. And then next year, the next decade after that, I decided to celebrate my diagnosis by doing a triathlon because I'm afraid of water, but I knew I got to do something every day that frightens me. So I chose, I'm going to do a triathlon. And then as my anniversary of my 40th year of having diabetes, I decided to ride my bicycle across the United States. And I started at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and I ended at the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City on the Dr. Oz show after that. And it was just life changing for me, seeing people, meeting people all throughout the country that were willing to help me. But if you don't mind, I'd like to share a quick story. Would that be okay if I shared a story with you?
Of course, yes.
Because this is so impactful to so many people. But when I was in Sacramento, you know, after leaving San Francisco, I was in Sacramento and I was waiting for the light to turn green while I was sitting there on my bicycle. And a lady said, "Oh, it must be nice to ride your bicycle across the city." I said, "Well, actually, I'm going to New York City." But I had that gut feeling. You know how you get that gut feeling? I wanted to get off the bike and go talk to her while she was at the bus stop. She was a sweet, sweet, sweet lady, extremely overweight, very young, beautiful smile, and one of the best personalities of anybody I've ever met. And she started telling me, "I'm waiting for my brother to come pick me up because I can't walk home from the bus stop." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." She said, "But it's only a couple houses away." I mean, she was embarrassed. I said, "Don't be embarrassed." And she's like, "Well, to rely on some of my family members to pick me up when I get off the bus." And so the health coach and me started coming out and I started saying, "Can you do this? No, I can't. Can you do this? No, I can't." Well, I knew I needed to change her "I can't" to "I can." So I said, "Could you walk to the end of your driveway?" And for a second, she said, "I think I can." Yes, that's what I wanted. So I started telling her, "Walk to the end of your driveway, rest, walk back. You know, do that for several days and then maybe try to walk next door and go a little further every single day." As the time I got into riding my bicycle into New York City, I got a text message from her and she said, "I have to let you know, I just signed up for my first 5K walk."
Wow.
Now, this was a lady that couldn't even walk, I know, 3 or 4 houses down. And now she signed up her first 3.1 mile walk. And she said, "What I didn't even understand, Tracy, is not only do I have much more energy, but the weight's coming off." And she said, "I never would have believed it." And so small little things every day don't seem significant, but when every day you do them consistently, you just are powerful, mind-blowing what you can accomplish in just a few short weeks, months, years.
Yes. And it's always important to listen to that small voice because you never know.
And she's just a great testimony of how it takes, you know, for example, if I would have left San Francisco saying, oh, I've got 3,527 miles before I get to the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City, I would have been overwhelmed. But every day I said, I'm going for a bike ride, you know, like we did as kids. Again, little steps equals huge things in anything in life. Cleaning the house. I mean, everything, gardening, exercise, eating the right things. I don't say give up everything unhealthy today. No, just replace one thing. Do something here, do something there, and see what happens.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story, too. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn Bridge, one of my favorite places to walk. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's shift for a minute to the solo mom part. This is Solo Mom's Talk. And you mentioned that for a period of time, you were a solo mom, a divorced mom. Can you tell us how that happened and what challenges you faced as a solo parent? And then tell me how you overcame that challenge.
It was my children and I left with $22 in our pocket, or my pocket, and we escaped. And it was a very, very, very bad situation. And I was scared to even leave. But then I was even more scared when we left until we got into a safe location where I knew we would be safer. And that's where I really struggled because, you know, I've always been the person saying, oh, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And I knew I could, but it took me a long time to be able to really understand what had happened in my life. And then I had two children looking to me, come on, mom, you're the strength of this family. You know, what are we going to do? And the sweetest thing was our first Christmas when we were just the three of us, people had taken up their favorite Christmas decorations and brought it to our little place that we were living because they wanted us to have something special from their house. Mm-hmm. And what a unique, because we didn't have any of our memorabilia because we had left it where we were staying with my now ex-husband. But what's so interesting was I kind of pulled myself off, you know, up every day. I was struggling to wake up, not wake up, I was struggling to get out of bed. But I started saying, okay, Tracy, what are you thankful for today? There's three things you've got to be thankful for. Well, I had two children, so that was easy. Two children. But then what's the third thing, Tracy? I'm like, it's another day of life. And the first day I did that. The second day I started increasing my gratitude because you have to be thankful in every circumstance. It's made me a much stronger person today than I ever was, even before we left and before my divorce. But what's so important was once I really started understanding, okay, Tracy, you're safe, because safety is critical, especially for females. I mean, we thrive on being safe. And I started just doing some small back to exercising again, because I had given up exercise for probably 6 months, which made my blood sugars even worse. The stress, the non-exercising, then I was having to grab things to eat because we didn't have, I mean, it was a real challenge. But what was so exciting about this was I started doing exercises at the house. We had no money. I mean, the kids and I we had money. We were very blessed. Let me rephrase that. We were very blessed, but we didn't have money to spend on anything other than the necessities. And so because of that, I started doing calisthenics. I started doing jumping jacks. I started doing sit-ups, push-ups, everything I could come up with that was free. So that's why I don't like people say, oh, you can't get healthy because I don't have any money. You can do anything. You just have to find different avenues. And then the weather would get better and I'd start going for a walk once I knew the kids were okay. And then my kids both played sports. And so they always practice in a high school track, you know, high school field after school. And when they were doing their programs, I would be on the track and I would walk and I would walk and I would walk and I would walk. Then I started adding a little bit of running on the the curvature parts of the track. And now it's just, that's beginning to get me back into the shape I needed to be in. But without the physical activity, I wouldn't have had the positive mindset again. Because yes. To me, it all boils down to the positive mindset. People kept saying, oh, this is horrible. You poor, poor, poor thing. And then I kept saying, okay, Tracy, refocus that. What am I going to say? No, I'm very blessed. We're alive, we're safe, we're healthy, we're happy. And so it was, that took quite a bit of time, but then I had to work on myself before I could even work on my kids and help my kids. Yes, they were able to do things with other people. They were able to get healthy on their own and with some help from, you know, professional people, but I had to take care of myself first. And yeah. I knew it, just like when we fly in an airplane, the flight attendant says, you know, if something happens, put the air mask on you before you help other people. Yeah. Because if you don't put your air mask on, you're not going to be able to help anybody. And the same analogy is for everything. So once I really started taking control of my health, again, like I had been. And then once I really started reading positive quotes, listening to encouraging music, trying to figure out, you know, I was always going to the library and checking out books on what people did to improve their mindset. And that started the path of me getting to where I am today. Actually, there's only been two extremely traumatic things in my life. My diagnosis of diabetes and having a divorce and leaving my ex-husband. Those were the two most tragic things in my life. But now I look at it as a blessing. Because of my diagnosis, I am so much healthier. And I'm so much more, it's more important to me to continue to have more energy as I get into my 70s and 80s than I did in my 30s. But also because I pulled myself up when I was in a very horrible time. And I just found ways to engage with other people. We had a funny, funny thing in our neighborhood or our community where we lived. I used to go on Friday nights. They had game night at the local college. And it was all people probably in their 70s and 80s sitting around and playing games, dominoes, cards, board games. And I started going, my kids thought that was funny, after they were older enough that they could be home by themselves, or they started going out with their friends. And I'd go play games with these people because social support was so important. And these people didn't know my past. They didn't know what I was going through. They didn't know anything. But we just went, and I kept thinking, this is so amazing. And I knew I didn't have to worry about people trying to match me up with somebody or, you know, a dating pool, because I didn't want to date. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. I just wanted to be with other people, other like-minded people who just like to play games and things. So that was huge in my walk during my divorce and then years after that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. That's a very inspirational story, because so many times we get bogged down in the situations that happen and we cry, woe is me. And, you know, we misdirect that energy instead of putting it into making ourselves better, making our situation better. So thank you for sharing all of that. I appreciate it. All right. So tell us what you do for your clients and how we can get in touch with you.
Okay. First and foremost, my website, tracyherbert.com, has free resources. If you need anything like help on anything, it's going to be in that website on that front page. And if you want to watch a short 3.5 minute clip of my bicycle ride across the country, it's at the very bottom of my homepage. Yeah. But then I help clients go from feeling hopeless to I have hope. I have helped clients that help with their health. I help with them with their trainings, different things. But most importantly, I help people realize it's not too late. As long as we have breath, we have all the time in the world. So I work with my clients very small increments, just like the lady I met in Sacramento at the bus stop. Do this one thing. Do you like it? You know, I'm more of their guide. I don't even consider myself as a coach. I'm their guide. What do you want to do? What brings you joy? Because if it brings you joy, you're going to do it over and over. But if I tell somebody, okay, I only want you to eat apples and I only want you to eat eggs, and you don't like eggs or you don't like apple or you don't like salad, okay, then it's not going to work for you. The right. same thing with exercise. If I say, go ride your bicycle, a lot of people don't like riding their bicycles, especially across the United States. But it doesn't matter. Find activities you enjoy. I'm mm-hmm. working with a lady right now who she just is older and all she wanted to do was garden. That's all she missed, being able to get in the floor and garden. So we just started off by just having her get on her dining room chairs without arms. So pay attention to this a little bit and cross her arms like this and then just start getting up and down from the chair without even using your hands. Yeah. That little thing. And then we started working on ways she could start having more flexibility, just from very simple poses. She started changing her diet so her joints didn't hurt so bad. And now she's gardening in the ground. Just, I mean, she's so thankful. But just things like that is yeah. so important. And yeah. sometimes it takes an outside person. You know, you can't figure things out always on your own. But when you find somebody that's got the right mindset and holds you accountable, because accountability is so important.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. So we'll put the link to your website on the show notes when we publish this interview. But you also have a podcast. Tell us about the podcast.
Actually, two of them. Longevity Codes talks about aging and getting healthier as you age, some of my strategies. And the other one is Your Diabetes Breakthrough, which talks about also very little about type 1 diabetes. Mostly it's for people with pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. because that's an epidemic and it's continuing to rise exponentially. That now the WHO is calling it a pandemic, because so many people are being diagnosed with diabetes. And so that's also what I do, is talk about, you know, just different strategies, different things I've learned, interviews with, both podcasts have interviews with physicians, medical team, researchers, and so forth.
Right.
But it's amazing when I work with a client who has diabetes or pre-diabetes, and the doctor's like, you're on your last, you know, if you don't get this blood sugar under control, you're going to go on medication. And they'll start working with me, and they say 3 months later, they're like, I don't need your medication. The doctors are like, keep doing what you're doing. So simple things out there that people don't think they can do, that's yeah. very, very simple.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you, Tracy, for coming and talking to us today. And this is an amazing interview. We had some technical difficulties, but it didn't stop us, did it?
It did not.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been wonderful. And I just want people to remember, don't ever lose hope. Whatever you're struggling with, there's a solution out there. Find what works best for you, because we're all different.
Yes. All right. So before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to give a solo mom a couple of tips, one or two, of how they can navigate becoming and staying healthy while juggling solo parenting.
The most important for me when I was a solo mom, the most important thing for me was my children. But like I mentioned, without me taking control of my health, they wouldn't be where they are today, because I got healthier. But what you have to do is you have to take things very slowly, but also start replacing just one item. So for example, maybe tomorrow morning, drink a glass of water. If you could do filtered water, that's even better, because the tap water, a lot of places are very unhealthy. But just replace your first cup of coffee with a big glass of water. Or before you eat a meal, drink a big glass of water, because it's proven you're going to eat fewer calories. So it doesn't have to be like all or nothing. And then, like I said, get off the chairs and move more. Maybe involve your kids. Go to the park. Play games. Whatever you can do. A lot of people can't run. Okay, then go play freeze tag. I mean, everybody can play freeze tag. Or go for your walk. Go for a walk. Get out in nature. There's so many opportunities. If you have money or you don't have money, that you can do, that you can build great memories, pick up a game and play with your kids in the evenings and just laugh. I mean, my kids still talk about some of the dumb things we used to do, but it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, having fun is good for your health. Yeah. A laugh a day keeps a doctor away. It is so important.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, I raised three sons, and every now and again, we reminisce about those times and yeah, we get a good laugh. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Tracy Herbert, for coming and speaking to us today. Any parting shots?
It just like I said, don't ever lose hope. Get a good night's sleep. If you have extra laundry you have to do at night, I was guilty of this. I'm admitting it. I was guilty. But then you start realizing sleep is more important. Laundry is going to wait. Dishes are going to wait. Most things we think are critical is going to wait. But get plenty of sleep. Like I said, drink lots of water and don't forget mind, mouth, and move. And you're going to see some changes rather quickly if you start doing this the right way.
Yeah, really awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Need a way to jumpstart your podcast? Do you ever need some traction? You know, sometimes it's not easy starting your own business, and a podcast may be the first thing that appears in your mind when you want to really get your word out there on your business, on whatever idea you're trying to build on. But starting a podcast requires a lot of resources, time, and effort. Now, with the Podcubator Accelerator Pro, this could help you. Now, this is a mentoring program that helps new and aspiring podcasters launch and grow their podcast. So what are you waiting for? Because 90% of podcasters fail after 3 episodes. Do you know why? Because they don't have the guidance and support. So this is highly recommended that you try the Podcubator Accelerator Pro. Because you get one-on-one mentoring with a professional podcaster. You get monthly coaching sessions. You get exclusive access to online courses and tutorials. And even a private community of podcasters for networking and support. So what are you waiting for? Because you need to start your podcasting journey today.
Hi, this is Jen. I'm really excited about Podcubator Accelerator Pro. So if you're interested, click the link below and book a one-on-one call with me. Or you can fill out the application form to see if you're a great fit. So don't pod fade. Get a mentor.
Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of 3 adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.